Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. We are from New Jersey. We are from Virginia. We are from Southwest Florida. And through the magic of technology, we all communicate at the same time, which I just still, in my old age, 66 now, I consider that fascinating. Thank you,
Mike,
for the applause.
We're in the Garden State, the Old Dominion, and Big Citrus. We're all represented.
Less and less citrus as time goes on, as they
why?
As they sell off to the developers so that the entire state will be paved from Fort Myers to Immokalee to Okeechobee to Palm Beach. That's what they're doing down here.
If we don't go with Big Orange, what is the official nickname for Florida right now?
The Sunshine State.
Okay, so Sunshine Garden and Old Dominion. That's what we got.
And the home of everyone.
Yes.
As everyone moves to Florida.
Everyone moves to Florida. On the license plate, the home of everybody.
It should say you'll live here eventually.
And right about the time they all get here, I'll be leaving, which is going to be great. I think it's fantastic.
Are you still thinking out west, they say?
I have no idea. We're talking, my son is going to be 12.
Right.
So we are going to be talking 6 years minimum before we make that decision. So that's where we are. I want to start the show, if we can, today with a very, very personal note for someone that I have a great deal of admiration and love and respect for. And a long time ago in a land far away, there was this goofy radio station owner in Iowa, and he not only was the owner of the station, but he also was the guy that did all the interviews, and he did a radio show, and he was on like 30 hours a day. He's still on 30 hours a day, and he's my friend Steve Bridges, who is really going through it right now. And so I would like to enlist, without any detail, the power of positive thoughts and send that out to our good friend, Mr. Steve Bridges, out there in Iowa, who's really going through it right now. And I will not violate his privacy by sharing it. I will just tell you that it's a tough time for him. And he's a really, really, as I told him, he's a good, good guy. And it's just the positive. I can still tell people that say, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a radio host. And the only reason I'm a radio host and the only reason I've been a radio host is because of Steve Bridges, because he keeps my fat ass on his station out there, KCJJ, out in Iowa. And it's just stunning to me that all the way out there, a state that I knew nothing about prior to him joining us and him putting us on, I knew nothing about Iowa, and we even took a trip out to Iowa to join him, and I got to see my first big time college football game because of him. And he's a wonderful guy, and he's been so dedicated to this show. And he said to me a long time ago, he said, no matter what the show is, I'll take it. And we edit down our podcast, and we send it to him, and he puts it on in the afternoon, evening there, and he's done it for a long time. So to Steve and his wife Jan in particular. I want to say love you guys. All good things to you, and we're with you. We're thinking of you. I will be thinking of you every day, and our very, very best. So that's all. I just wanted to get that out of the way and say that to our good friend Steve Bridges. Now, moving on, I want to share with you that I believe I may be being a bad parent because of this. And I think you'll understand, both being fathers, what I'm talking about here.
All right.
We got an email in the community. Is Josh still with us?
Yeah, he's bowing down.
Every time he bows down, the screen goes like completely black.
All right, I think it's something they have to do at camp. Like every 20 minutes, they have to bow down.
I thought, yes. Now call me crazy, I thought he may have been praying.
No, I don't think he was.
No, I was writing down Steve Bridges on my notes.
Oh, very good. Okay. This is me being, letting my rebel self. You can't do this job for any length of time without having just a little rule breaker in you.
Of course. At least pushing the limits.
Back in the day, don't nearly do it like I used to.
Right.
But, occasionally if I'm really ranting, I'll lose control.
Sure. Do you ever do the thing? I know that we do it on the air. We all have. But in real life,
is he cracking and popping again, Josh?
It is. Just, we can get through it.
I know. It's just something I notice every single time. And it's been 6 months of it. And I'm just kind of curious. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry, but you're cracking and popping
again. Okay. It hasn't been 6 months, but we have.
This is a, Mike, this is a different crackle and pop.
It is a different, it's a different crackle and pop.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rice Krispie, go ahead.
Ah, because of the cereal.
It's the heat of Northern Virginia. I was wondering,
I was wondering if in real life, do you ever, as we have all on the air, made a decision and gone forward with it, and then after it's done, you look back and you say, maybe shouldn't have done that. You are, eager to progress forward.
Yeah, this would be a classic example of that. God, it's so frustrating because I don't want to do this, but I almost have to. It's this weird way that I am. All right, mm-hmm. A while back, simple stuff. This is not the end of the world parenting thing, but we get an email from the person who is the administrator for the community.
You're involved in an HOA. That makes you want to rebel even more.
Yeah.
And Josh, really, when you're talking about this, these people, they pay.
Yes.
Do you really need to pay somebody to organize a bunch of houses? Can't we just be neighbors without having laws?
Does he have an official title? Is he like the Burgermeister
or
anything?
No, it's she.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a she. Are you sure she's not like a nurse or a secretary or something?
No, this is somebody that works for a company that manages...
Oh,
community.
Okay. A professional manager.
And then now I understand that you have community landscaping services.
Yeah.
You have community security. You have You have a lot of these things that work. But sometimes when I think of a person sitting up there, and they're responsible for getting little stickers on your car when you want to come into the community.
Go ahead. Like to send me an email saying, "Hey, your trash can was out an extra day."
Precise. That kind of stuff is
they will
they,
mention
they
if
do.
You have one window screen up, you must have all window screens up. It's an all or nothing
do you
proposition.
Have one? Do you have one?
Oh,
where
yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
I
had
didn't
to,
know
we've
you
had
had
to paint. We've had to paint our door. Our front door was not glossy. It was a black, dull black color.
You mean a matte finish?
A matte, exactly. I couldn't
was
find
it a
word.
Matte finish, or was it due to lack of attention? Did it go
matte? We painted it a matte finish.
Okay.
And they said...
same thing with mailboxes down here.
Yeah.
It's okay. But it is it's the way of life for tons of people in America. And
I think probably more intense in a... I don't want to call yourself a vacation community, but you're certainly a destination
community.
Yeah, but
it is. This is a tourist land down here, and it's a retirement land.
They
down
sweat
here.
It more. Oh, retirees. These are people that it means the world to them.
It is. I like to refer to it as the small bubble, where the bubble down here is very, very teeny tiny, where little things mean an awful lot and are very, very important. Mm-hmm. But it is what I have dealt with for well over 20 years being down here. When I was back in Manassas, I was not burdened by that. Now, I suppose if
you
I
did, in Manassas, you had to dodge gunfire. So it's but in sort Manassas, of a wash.
But in Manassas, it was like the way it used to be, where you had neighbors and you lived and let live. That's what it used to be. Now,
if there was an HOA, Mike, if there was an HOA in Manassas, you probably wouldn't have a fence made of bicycles or a porch that was kept up exactly with one 4x4 three doors down from you.
Exactly. but did I give an S? No.
Because you know why? They're doing their best.
Would I give an S if there were 500 cars on blocks out in front of the house? Yeah. I probably would. And so that's what this is really about. When you get out into areas where there are none of these things, you can have a little more freedom and people do what they want.
Mike,
the
ingredients for happiness are the restraint of rules. As long as you're not harming someone in your environment,
exactly.
Pull the rules back. Be happy. Yeah.
So the most recent correspondence, we get correspondence all the time, but the most recent one was somebody bitched about kids fishing, and I guess they were on a bank near somebody's house, and it was like, as a reminder, there is no fishing. And
did you sign anything that says this?
Is there a sign?
I probably did. Okay. I probably did. But yeah, it was written in such a way that it just, if they just said no fishing, it's just and just left it at that, it'd be one thing. Well, no, it wouldn't. It'd still be a sucky rule. But this is a community that has retirees, that has single working people, and has lots of kids.
Yeah.
Not lots, but they have plenty of kids in this neighborhood. Yes.
My neighborhood also has a lot of these small ponds throughout the neighborhood.
Yes. It's Florida. It has a lot of them.
It's Florida.
We have a puddle.
Was the email saying no fishing at all in the community?
No fishing at all. Into people's backyards? Fishing at all. Let me see if I can find it. I'll see.
Now, these kids that are fishing, are they mostly neighborhood residents or are some of them like street kids?
No, we have a gate. We have a gate.
Oh, to keep out the urchins?
People could walk, walk in.
Yeah.
That could happen.
But yeah, it's the kids.
You got to watch out for kids that are walking in with tackle boxes and surf poles. That's what you got to watch out for.
Yeah, in our neighborhood, it's a lot of teenagers. And and I see a lot of grown men fishing as well.
All right.
They're avoiding their wife.
I think so. It's
just anything to get out of the house. My grandfather, my dad's dad, who I don't talk much about because I didn't know him. He died before I was born. But he had a thing. He would go fishing on his day off with his friend. And if it was rainy, they weren't really going to go fishing, they would go to a bar all day. And the code was if they weren't going to fish, they weren't going to get all the tackle together to go fishing. So they would say, today we're just bringing the short poles. And they would put two poles in the car.
Yeah.
And
am I going to get my ass like kicked by reading this, by sharing this?
No, no. But anyway, so code in our family.
No, it's not me. No, go ahead, right.
You go out drinking, you say, we're bringing the short poles today.
How much is the HOA watching your podcast?
Yeah,
are they monitoring
not at all.
To send you a letter?
Do you see any alligator clips on your internet cords that are going right to the office? Right.
Policies in place to help preserve the natural beauty and maintain a safe, peaceful environment.
Is there anything safer or more nice than watching a person fish? That's zen right there.
Well, it's the problem is he's in a retirement community. So it's a bunch of old people that don't want kids around.
No, but hold on a second. I'm not in a retirement community. There are plenty of retirement communities. There are families
in one. You're not in one of the ones that you can't have kids.
Yeah, but it's probably the vast majority are retirees. But
they do have environments done. There's one adjacent development to Mike where you can't have kids. It's called Vasectomy Hills.
It's just when I hear safe. It's just black.
I know. It's not a safety issue at all.
Do you know who ratted this out?
I think I probably do.
I would get those electric scooters and electric bikes and just do some laps around their house.
Not going to happen, Josh.
You got a nice
but I'm glad you're a rebel like
that.
Me. So
what if you used a weed blower at that guy's house?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
I just read the email, and now I know I'm going to change my policy, but I blew it off. I allowed my son to, you know, I don't know about it. If you want to go sneak out and do this, and he goes to an area where and he caught a big bass yesterday, and he was all excited. But now that I read it, it's, you know, that I don't want to teach him that rules are meaningless.
Did he return the bass to the water, or did he take it home and cook it?
No, you don't cook in these.
I think on the Blackstone, that bass would be great.
No, I think you don't know about Florida, where every body of water is pretty chemical laden.
We've talked about the green grasses are
Much more important than the quality of the water.
These are retention ponds.
We've talked about the algae booms that happened. Was the fish perhaps extra sized because of all the fertilizer it ate?
It was a larger one. He's gotten two, and a sunfish or bluegill, or as he likes to call it, bluegee. That's a video that's circulating.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
So I've answered my own question by talking to you about it. I hope he enjoyed yesterday, and that's it. But I let him bend the rule. Yes, not bend. I let him break the rule yesterday.
Well, you didn't get the email yet, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, and you know, what are they going to do? Tell him not to? Hey, Michael.
It means you're just going to have to take him out outside the community to go fish.
Yeah, get that's a party boat. Take him on a party boat.
All right, Michael.
How do they feel about hunting? How do they feel about hunting?
Yeah, send him out there with a BB gun.
No, just like
probably
a
out doing it right now. Yeah, as we speak, he's probably doing that.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Nobody listens to me in this house anymore. But yeah, so I've answered my own question. I'm going to go along with the rule.
Did they try to blame the alligators?
No, no. What he does is it's not near any houses where he goes. It's like within the middle of the community, probably not even in view of any of the people's backyards. And he goes to his special little spot, and then he comes back and he does that. Michael, is there anybody in the home?
Oh no.
Have you seen
I'm not only
else?
Sad that they're gone, but I think I'm worried about you because you're all alone in the home during the summer.
Have you seen anyone else fishing in the community?
I don't pay attention to it. I really don't look at the not from the road because if they're doing it, they're not.
So how did he know there was fish in this pond?
Take down your fishing pole.
How did he know what?
How did he know there was fish in here to go fishing?
Because he went with one of his neighbor kids, and then they caught something, and then that was kind of where he really got the whole fishing bug. And after the show today, I'm going to take him fishing, and I just don't know where. It is pretty amazing how with the bodies of water they have here, where you zero in on a place from shore. That you can do some fishing, but you know what?
Yes. Isn't
he's 100% all American boy. That's
isn't
what he
there
is.
Like a bass pond at one of your pro shops down there that you could take him to? Like it's like an inside pond.
Oh, you mean Bass Pro Shops?
Do they let you fish
where they
there?
Put the tarpon and the redfish and tank. They I think that's probably been a video you saw where somebody did that when they weren't supposed to.
Well,
like
going to the
Bass Pro Shop, buy a rod and reel and stick the lure in the water and hook one right there. They'd probably frown upon that.
Well, how is that different than fishing in your neighborhood? If it's frowned upon, at least at Bass Pro Shops, you're saying, you know, I might buy this boonie hat if you lend me fish here. Just let me try it out.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Now, Sue is saying in the comments, well, you have to, of course, you got HOA rules. You got to read them before you move in. But that's stupid.
Who
no
said
one
that?
Reads those. Sue Chick 82. But my question is,
hey, Sue, maybe lick go back my and, Irish bag. All right, Sue. You knew about the HOA before you moved in. You have
everyone.
To read it line by line. That's a little tootie, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it is.
That's a little tootie. I don't care. Hold on. We're going to pause for suit. What?
Well, she may have been the person that ratted out your son. Two,
God
I'm wondering,
almighty. I know you have to you, read it. God.
Have you checked your HOA handbook? Because maybe it's not a rule, and maybe it's just some guy who's up on his high horse who says there's no fishing. And
no, because it was sent. It was because the email was sent from the community administrator.
Well, right, yeah, but what Josh
maybe
is saying is
just making up the rule.
He lit
Maybe
a fire.
Not in
no,
HOA.
No, I'm not.
Don't you have your HOA book that you keep in your pocket, the little version?
Yeah, right. HOA, another person says HOA can be mixed. I'm in one where it's run by smart old people who are conservative with the dollars but have still funded the pool. And then it, we're getting a lot of chat. This show's hot. This is pretty explosive.
Nobody
today,
likes HOAs.
With lots of new folks joining. Thank goodness he's an all-American boy. Mike wouldn't allow him to be anything else.
What the hell
what's
does
this,
that mean?
What's this person's problem? What is this person's problem?
I think she's trying to say at least he's not like going out and actually getting in real trouble.
Okay. Are you in terms? Do you know this person? Do you know this person?
I don't know this person.
Doesn't it sound like Josh is defending them?
I do not.
Is this the head of the Republican National Committee that's that's sending me these emails here, these messages during the chat? I don't know.
But not Aesop saying to leave you alone.
So. I like when there's
Josh,
another show.
Josh, leave Mike alone. What is Josh? Why? Josh is not bothering me. What's going on? Why?
Yeah, I am not Suchik 82 just typing over here on the side.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, this I think Josh asked this. I don't know if you answered it. Is there a no fishing sign at the pond?
Probably.
Okay. Well, then they are
never
covered.
Mind. Yeah. Right back out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. It's I know the rule. They sent it from the lady that runs the.
But don't
that,
you think
that is the policy of
that
the of
mean
the
it's
community?
A rule.
No,
but
that
no.
Could
but it is the rule. It is the rule.
Did she cite like the actual regulation? Because
no,
what if
was,
the old
God
what if
damn it,
Gordon
it was
Liddy?
Just it was just an email that everybody received.
Yeah,
received
but I'm saying this, and I think Josh is saying it too. What? If some G. Gordon Liddy on your street wrote a letter to the HOA saying, "I don't like this fishing,"
and
you
it was
better
let's
do
keep
something about
our community. So that's what it was.
Yeah,
and then homeowners. So that's it. All right,
yeah.
So
make your community great again, Mike, by excluding fisher people.
And
that's what they're doing.
And it was from the management team. That's where it came from.
Put the kids away, keep them inside.
It's down in Florida, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not going to get involved with going out to a meeting and trying to change something that's not going to be changed. And by the way, the gazillions of dollars we pay to this for crappy landscaping is bothering me.
Is that the company? Crappy landscaping?
No. It's the people that hire the crappy landscaping.
Yeah.
You know?
That's no good.
Right.
I think you should go to one meeting, Mike, but dressed as Quint from Jaws and sit
in
the back.
I'll find him and I'll kill him for 10.
My boy's out there catching tommycocks.
Yeah. That's been all over social media lately.
Yeah, because it's the 50th anniversary of the release
of Jaws. Yeah. And by the way, I got a video from Steven Spielberg doing an interview that he said that the story about can he take a drink with the scene on the boat where he talks about the Indianapolis ain't true. That
really?
He asked to take a drink. And then he got so S-housed that he couldn't film. He called Steven Spielberg in the middle of the night after they had sent him home because he couldn't do the scene. And he apologized for embarrassing him. He said, "I hope I didn't embarrass you." Showed up the next day on set, sober, and they did the scene all day. And that's how it turned out. He was not drunk when that was filmed.
That shocks me. I've always thought that story being that he was loaded during that? Yeah.
And it was
I applaud him for playing drunk as good as anybody I've ever seen then. Because he doesn't overdo it. But he talks like somebody. And there is one line in that where it's something exactly that a drunk person would do. Is he comes to the end of this gripping story. And he takes a drink and he says, "Anyway, we delivered the bomb."
Yeah,
and then he's done. But that's just exactly the way a drunk person would do it. I applaud him even more then. That's awesome.
He's not tommycocks, whatever the hell that fish is that he's looking for.
It varies if you go to different sources. I don't think anyone knows what that fish is really
called. Button up this, I will be adhering to the rule from this point. It's probably not going to go over that well. And I think probably it was bad judgment. I knew the rule going in, and now I have publicly admitted to it. So if they want to take me to court, they can take me to court, or better yet, I think, you know what, how, you know, this is the best way I would punish me. How about you just suspend me from the Homeowners Association and I no longer have to pay.
So the, you don't have the right, you don't have the right to pay the dues anymore. They've taken that right away from you. That would be good. Also, you know, this is the first act of like a movie that's like Sharknado, where the guy prevents the kid from fishing. Then in act two, there is a huge fish that attacks the neighborhood.
And then they go to the kid to help save the community from the killer.
But he can't because he's on a travel baseball team.
Exactly.
With Ian Ziering.
That's his mic cable that's doing that? Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Are you
sure? It might be a little chrome also, but his mic cable was definitely doing it the other day.
Unbelievable.
And this morning.
It's freaking horrible.
It's bad, man. It's really bad.
It is, Rob. It's been bad for months.
I know. This is why.
You know, but you don't care.
How would I not care?
Because if you cared, you'd fix it.
I have fixed it.
No, you have not.
I've taken the pains to fix it.
If you fixed it, it wouldn't be like this right now. I'm going to have my homeowners association send you an email that says, Rob, fix your terrible audio chain that you have in Leesburg, Virginia.
And here's the thing. I don't hear it. Remember that. It's going to you guys, not to me, so I can't hear it. I hear it afterwards if it makes it over, but it doesn't always make it over. It's a hard time. Yes, we will. We will. How dare you say I don't care? It's not fair. What? You say I don't care. That's not fair.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm glad we resolved it.
So getting back to the whole thing, I will now tell him. I don't know where he is. He's got a friend coming over today. And I have determined that part of this frustration for me is that, especially during the summer, if you have kids, you are responsible. Now that baseball's over, you're responsible for, you know, being kind of a cruise director, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Josh's got a great week because he's got the camp up there where his kids do fun stuff.
Oh, no.
No?
It doesn't help. No, my kids aren't involved in the camp.
They're not involved in the camp. So
what are they doing during the day then?
I believe right now they're sleeping.
Good.
So
get them rested up.
Or they're on their phones, calling friends.
But you know, Josh is also, he is going great pains. Before we're doing an hour under the tower this Saturday at noon at King's Dominion, he's sneaking in an Orioles game on Friday night. Before an hour under the tower.
I need a little something for myself.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. I have to give, and Josh, you're going to relate to this more than anybody, because I have a very special relationship with sports talk radio. I was put out of business by a sports talk format. I literally was. When I was fired from WJFK, it's because they were turning it to The Fan, and it was sports, sports, sports. And I did plenty of sports interviews throughout my career, and I'm not sure I would have been a fit going forward, but it still stings. And so I have found sports talk radio to be the bane of my existence for a very, very long time.
When they let you go, did they give you a chance to try sports talk?
No.
Or just assume, well, Mike can't do this?
It was not that I couldn't do it. It was that they had
also salary issues because sports talk
is cheap. It may have
been,
who knows, but it was an opportunity for, you know, they certainly were bringing in someone for less money than me. And I think that was part of it. There were a lot of parts to it. So I've got that personal thing where sports talk pisses me off. But I am here to tell you that when you have a team that is just painful to root for, and I've had two of them. I've had the New York Giants and I've had the Boston Red Sox. Most recently, the Boston Red Sox. I have taken now to seeking out these screaming sports talk hosts in Boston who are really the greatest bitchers you will ever have. They make me pale in comparison to talking about my homeowners association. The louder, the more irrational, the better. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And I realize it's probably a bigger ratings generator if your team sucks.
Of course.
Than if I think there are two things that generate it: your team sucking ass or your team winning the whole thing. In between, if they're kind of good, that's meh. That's not Sicily.
It goes back to draw a parallel. When did Rush Limbaugh really take off? When he had something to complain about.
Yes.
Not when there was a Republican in office. No one wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you can complain, that's what sells paper.
I love
and
it.
You know what? D.C. is not this city, but New York is. And as you said, Boston is.
Well, Boston has a reputation for some of the most acerbic sports talk.
But it comes out of the tabloid-styled papers up there.
Do you dig on the sports talk in Baltimore, Josh? Do you are you a frequenter of that? Do you go on? And I think being a connoisseur, you go online to find it. You know.
Yeah, I go online. A lot of the guys that I liked and enjoyed on Baltimore Sports Talk are gone and not there anymore. So I've got a couple friends that I check in, and some Oriole announcers that I know that I follow their stuff. But I
is
don't.
Is Joe Angel
to, like,
still
the daily
alive?
Sports Talk. I don't know if he's still alive. He is not on the radio anymore.
Sad. Great broadcaster, Joe Angel.
How do you know Joe Angel?
I met him once at an Orioles game, actually. It was some TMO, some Don and Mike thing. But he was very cool to me, and he was very good at what he did. Yeah,
one of the real good ones. These guys are, you know, with the whole discussion of I'm not going to do it anymore, I love them, but they can't do this to me, and talking about staying up late, all the things that when your team, when you have an East Coast team that goes out to the West Coast, all the stuff that frustrates you, like staying up for an extra innings game that they blow, and it is just so painful to watch. This team...
That is my podcast, Mike.
Yes, you
the
just
rant
bitch
and the complaint and yes
and right
it's great
now
when there's high hopes and the Orioles are doing well, and it's great and it's fun to talk about good things, but most of the time it's complaining.
Is your best episode every year right before the season starts?
Oh, that episode's always fun because we're always drinking the orange Kool-Aid and excited that
hope springs eternal, right?
Yes,
that's
of right. course.
That's the way it goes. I will tell you that your Orioles are in a worse state than my Red Sox, but I'm not sure. At least your Orioles are consistent and just not really in the hunt. Give us an update on the state of the Orioles right now.
The state of the Orioles was a week ago. I thought we were back. We got everyone healthy. We were winning games. We then went the past week, and we've been like no hit through seven innings, six out of the last seven games.
So that's your team has dropped the ball. This is a time in the season, Rob, just to bring you up to speed
on this.
Well,
we're almost to the All-Star break, aren't we?
We're almost to the All-Star break. And so there is still a glimmer, but really teams have to start deciding. And of course you hear this a lot. Will they be buyers or will they be sellers at the trading deadline?
I have a prediction that I feel pretty good about, is that after the All-Star break, the Orioles are going to turn it around when they bring back Fred Lynn.
Okay. All right. That's what he's – see, he likes that. He was a Red Sox also.
He was great on both organizations.
But it's so satisfying when – even when I watch the highlights and the Red Sox just lost, they just got swept by the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels, and really – they just can't suck enough, and they figure out different ways to lose. And one of the sports talk guys I was watching, I don't know, because they all have names like Maz and Shimmer and Dingleberry and all these. They got weird names up there, right?
What about the guy that's now, is his name Dickie Ladylove? He's causing quite a stir.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dickie.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Because he just decided his nickname was Dickie.
Yeah.
Right.
He's gone by Richard his whole life.
But for the Red Sox, I'm sure Red Sox talk radio was amazing during that series with the Giants. With Devers right over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's where – well, they say, you know, hey, they're playing – they just swept the Yankees, but all anybody wants to talk about is Rafi Devers. Yeah, because he was your best hitter and you traded him, you dumbasses. That's what it's about. And by the way, they will battle the media – the media will fight amongst themselves, which is great, too. So the New England Sports Network is the network that covers the Red Sox, and you will hear these sports talk guys bitch about the color commentators, too. So it's everything that a fan could possibly
and
want.
And we have that in Baltimore, too, because the color commentary is owned by the team. So if you say something bad about the team, you get shot down. So then the unofficial talk radio gets to trash them.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad the Commanders never operated that way.
The Commanders were we've all experienced it that when your team owns the broadcast, you're not going to get a. I would love to have. Wouldn't you love to have a just completely transparent?
Oh my God, it would be great.
Fanboy that bitches if the team sucks. You know, I'd love it so that these guys couldn't go in the locker rooms because they'd get beat up. That's what I like.
We have that a little bit in Baltimore, thanks to Jim Palmer. Because Jim Palmer,
he doesn't care,
and he says what's on his mind. He doesn't care, and he's Jim Palmer. What are the Orioles going to do?
Exactly,
so he gets to complain and trash these guys during the game.
I love it. It's,
I think my favorite thing about the Commanders when they were 0-0 of their own media, I was in the control room before a game, and they were showing the decibel meter that they put up on the picture scoreboard to say how loud the crowd was getting, and it was just a pre-recorded tape. It had nothing to do with the noise in the stadium.
Right, of course.
By the way, I'm going to make a suggestion. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be free of movement because whenever you move, I know it doesn't. I know you can't hear it, so it doesn't affect you. It's affecting the broadcast, the podcast today.
We'll put you in one of those Hannibal Lecter straps. Just strap you down.
Strap your arms down. I don't know if I could do a show without gesturing. That would be difficult to do. But I don't know what's happening up there, but it's worse than it's ever been.
Rob, why don't you go ahead and restart Chrome?
Yeah, why don't you restart your Chrome and duck out for a while.
And good day to you all. I wish you well. And the moments
seem
like hours.
Thank you. Just shut it off.
No. It's just sad. You know, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Come on, Rob.
Goodbye, then. Goodbye.
Hopefully it's a little better. When you
okay,
back.
So at least
there
you
is
know,
a, there is
because
a cable
if I was if you weren't hearing it, I would be accused of. Hey, chat group, please let me know if that's coming down the line because it very well might not be.
Hey,
it might
Mike,
just be in our ears.
Mike, I got some bad news for you.
Yes,
I just heard it coming from you.
Really?
Yeah, I just heard the crackle. So it might be you the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, because you might be in the situation like Rob. Where Rob couldn't hear it.
Well, why would we hear it when Rob was talking and I wasn't?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But we'll just move forward.
All right. Okay. All right. Somebody, listeners have heard it too. Still happening.
Yeah. No, they can
still
hear it.
Okay. All right. Oh, no. You all suck. I love the participation from the commenting. I love it. It's great. We appreciate that. Anywho. Justice for Rob. Oh, here we go. Justice for Rob. Yes.
It just happened on you.
It happened again?
But this can be our secret. We don't have to tell Rob.
Hold it. What? What happened?
So, I'll be honest with it.
Thank you.
The people are saying it's coming from me.
It continued to crackle as you left.
Oh, that's sad.
No, you love it. Tell the truth.
No, I don't.
Tell that it brings you joy.
Why would I love anything
because
that
the same
is detrimental
reason, because,
to this podcast?
Because this Chris Arnold, a mobber, said justice for Rob. That's, of course, what it is.
F*** you, Chris Arnold. I don't need your help.
No, that don't do that. Come
no,
on
yes,
now.
Do that.
It's on, Mike. Somebody said, where did he go?
Yeah, I'm back. He just turned himself off.
Yeah.
I was mad at Chris Arnold and I left the room, but I'm back now.
Well, we'll have to figure this out. So, you know, if it's coming from you and from me, Rob, that means it's solved. It's Josh's fault.
Yeah, it's New Jersey.
Actually, Mike, there's no reason it couldn't be blamed on someone that used to be on the show.
Well, don't we both go to Josh? Isn't he the hub for recording?
No.
Yes, he's my favorite hub.
We all go to the internet.
I know how it works. I was just kidding you.
God, it's great to be back.
Where'd you go?
I walked the room a little bit. I want to get some of my steps in. I Windexed a window, and I'm back now. It's nice.
Somebody says it was worse with Rob's line. It's not nearly as bad. You mean mine's not nearly as bad?
Yeah, it's probably just a Chrome issue. We've had this before where you got to restart Chrome, or Chrome needs an update. So
or something.
Yeah, we can work on it after.
Okay. That's all. Sorry for the Inside Radio, but we have to do that occasionally.
Well, there are people that love Inside Radio.
And salute to Sports Talk guys that bitch. Continue, Boston, to bitch. Because I'm still, as far as I'm concerned with my baseball team, Josh, yeah. There is a point of no return where I'm pretty close to that mark right now, even before the All-Star game.
This is pretty early for you to give up on your beloved Sox.
Oh, no. I did last year. Last year I didn't even pay attention to the entire season. This year, because Michael's baseball, I'm paying more attention. And if he hadn't made the All-Star team, we would have been up in Boston going to a game. And, by the way, would have been part of that weekend series where they swept the Yankees. Now we'll have to wait and see. Josh, with the fact that you do a podcast, do you ever just bail and say forget it? Or do you go to the bitter end every season?
I would think you have to stay, right?
I go to the bitter end. Yeah. And what's holding me in now is that the entire AL East is sucking. Like, mm-hmm. We lose a couple games, and I look, and the standings are still the same.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I content myself with, but I still, it's so painful to watch. Mm-hmm. And so for all of you, and congratulations, we have a few Milwaukee fans on there.
Brewers.
Happy for your Brewers. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. I'm happy. That's right. What do you mean? Who said he auditioned for Sports Talk?
I don't know.
John,
is that me? No. I went to a meeting and said that I could do Sports Talk. If he's talking, no, that was when I went. Rob, do you remember when I went and had the meeting with the head of the cluster of stations?
Yeah.
And I waited for 35 minutes. I kind of knew the writing was on the wall.
What was this? This was after they already had the lineup set.
Oh, they had the lineup set. I didn't know it at the time, but they had the lineup set. Way before me. That's the way it happened.
It was way too late to get you a jersey with your name on the back and all.
I think they were trying to appear courteous, but what they did is they just sort of underlined the fact.
Did I mention to you, Mr. Soroka, that your jersey idea that you gave me for my son was a smash hit? Like
what jersey idea?
Hit. Rob and I, Josh and Rob, Josh and I have a secret jersey source that we are enjoying. I'm not sharing it.
So you got a nice Devers jersey? Oh,
you called that one.
Baseball is the great American pastime. Is this jersey source in the continental United States?
No comment.
Well, what's great, Mike, is you could now probably go to Boston and buy an official Devers jersey at the same price.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll continue this discussion about this and a variety of things.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
First, I want to mention that this episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor.
Great.
Oh, I love Fair Harbor. You will too. Makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. No mesh, no chafe. Just buttery soft trunks that move with you, not against you. I have to be honest with you. For such a long time, I would buy shorts that were not necessarily, not that I would want form fitting, but I kind of do want form fitting because the leg holes on these shorts would be so insanely large that I would look like a Bob Hope boxing match, one of his old specials.
What you wanted is a pair of trunks that would show people what your religion was.
No, not that either, but they are fantastic. That's what I want to say. Maybe they're not counting on me talking about this at Fair Harbor. I just want to say I have never had swim trunks that fit this well.
They feel to order. They really do.
They feel the average swim trunks feel like they're cookie cutter, just chopped out, and these are spectacular. They move with you. Yes.
They're wear all day, and I don't need a change. I'm ready to go swimming.
They're fantastic. Right. They're great. Beach day, pool party, accidental cannonball, you'll look good and feel even better. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, This is a funny show. Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Plus, they've got casual wear, too. Short shirts, hoodies, basically all your new favorite clothes. Mm-hmm. Fair Harbor, because your swimsuit shouldn't feel like a medieval torture device.
That's their motto.
This is Mike O'Mara speaking. Visit fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. Get everything you need with your 20% off. You can do that. Absolutely.
Have you read the tag that the clothes are made out of used water bottles?
I didn't know that. Are they really?
They're recycled water bottles. And I don't understand how it works because it's such a soft fabric.
That makes sense because I reached in the pocket and found a cap.
That's Fair Harbor with an O-R, not E-R. We're classy like that. fairharborclothing.com/TMOS. News time, everybody.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God. What an interesting day this is. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Wild. Did you know they're made of bottles? Ed, how do they do that? Bottles.
Ed, it's just a very strange moment for all of us here. An annual study. It's summertime. It's road trip time.
Yeah.
A best study for summer road trips just came out. And Delaware, America's first state, ranked dead last in the road trip department.
Would you guess because of its tininess?
Yeah, you're only in it for 30 minutes.
Well, unless probably you drove because circles. Of what horrific traffic there is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This
Joe Biden
super
has
shocking.
So many cars, Mike.
It's so small you could drive across the whole thing without realizing it unless you stop to start an LLC. The study looks at 32 different factors in three categories: costs, safety, and how many attractions or activities there are, like national parks, amusement parks, beaches, lakes, and scenic drives. According to the results, the best state for a summer road trip this year is, any guesses?
I would say California. It's nice and long, got a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd go with Florida based on that criteria.
Minnesota, boys.
Why what Minnesota?
What do you do?
The 10 best summer road trip states in 2025 are Minnesota, followed by New York, Ohio. Really? Ohio? Come on.
Do they? What? Well, I know they've got an amusement park there, and they've got Cincinnati, Mike.
Utah. These are the top ones. Utah, Louisiana, Florida. There it is.
They're okay.
Idaho, Texas, Idaho, I can understand because it's just national parks and beautiful.
Yeah.
North Carolina, mountains of North Carolina, spectacular.
Beautiful.
And well, here it is. Banks.
Pennsylvania is up there too.
Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah. That's just Pittsburgh. No. It's the road trip.
It was a joke, Mike. I think I'm more for Ohio. Yeah.
I enjoy driving through Lancaster County.
The 10 worst states for road trips are Delaware, Connecticut, my home state, Rhode Island, Vermont. Vermont's beautiful.
Maybe they're unfriendly up there, Mike.
It sounds like they did this based on size.
I don't know. Montana, Hawaii, California, New Mexico, Arkansas, and Maryland comes in as one.
Well,
of the
anyone
worst.
Who says that Maryland is a bad place to take a road trip has never been by Maryland House, which caters to the road traveler.
It's probably the type of highways you have and where they're located. You know what? Reading that, yes, go ahead, Josh.
Well, Maryland's bad because you have to hit D.C. traffic, then Baltimore traffic.
Right. True. I will tell you, after reading that news story, I can tell you one thing. I really don't care anymore. The latest food trend on TikTok will make you cry. Have you seen this? It's not because it's funny, ridiculous, or sad. The tears are automatic. People on TikTok are savoring the deliciousness of raw onions. Some people are biting into them like an apple, which seems more like a challenge than a culinary hack. But others are doing it in a more civilized way. You slice a red onion horizontally so you can have a flat piece.
Sure.
Then you add some lemon juice on top, drizzle olive oil over it, and add some salt, pepper, and various spices like fresh dill or everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh,
I don't know why that got into the story. Yeah. I have no idea
Is that what it's written? I think it's just everything bagel seasoning, right?
Who knows? Everything but the bagel seasoning.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a brand.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, maybe they put out the study.
And you finish it off with capers, balsamic, and jalapenos. God, bleck. If you're worried about the bite of the raw onion, try soaking it in ice water first. What, for the flavor?
Seems a lot of effort.
Right.
I prefer if you to care,
just yeah? add a hamburger to my onion.
That's a good way to make it tasty.
If you care, there's also a little catfighting on TikTok over who invented the concept. Not that it matters. One TikToker said it's not the first person to dress an onion, although they could be the first to pretend that it's exciting. And those, you know, by the way, if you want to send a letter to the person that's responsible for those two news stories, send it to Mike O'Mara at The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I have an onion in my kitchen. In the bonus show today, I will eat it like an apple and see how it plays.
Very
but it's
exciting.
Not a red apple. I mean, a red onion.
You mean onion, a red onion?
Yeah, a red onion is, that is more intense than a yellow onion. So I'm surprised that they're eating a... But I mean, an onion is an onion. If you're going to eat one, don't you want one that's a little less like crazy, like a yellow onion or a Vidalia onion? Don't you
Did you say you will eat an onion during the show, the bonus show?
Yeah, yeah,
a
sure.
raw onion you'll like bite
well,
into
I'll
it?
Take a big bite of it. If it's good, I'll continue. If not, I reserve the right to pause.
But you'll take a big bite
yeah,
out of one?
Sure.
All right, that's something to look forward to. I look forward. Did either one of you grow up watching Blue's Clues when you were kids?
No, my kids did.
You didn't?
No,
you're too
no,
old
my
for
kids
that?
Missed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Steve Burns, you know Steve from Blue's Clues?
The original host.
The
he
original
the best,
host
yeah.
of Blue's Clues. He is launching a podcast this fall for all the adults who grew up watching him. Like your son now, who is an
yeah.
adult. He would
yeah.
watch it. It's called Alive. Okay.
That's good.
And episodes will be released on a weekly basis. It'll focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. The idea originated from Steve's viral video in 2021 for the show's 25th anniversary, which I am unaware of. He says, quote, "There are 1,000 podcasts you can listen to." That's true. "This is one that listens back. I really want to continue what we started decades ago. For us, it was all about curious investigation. It was about looking a little closer, about asking the right questions, about following the clues that helped lead us towards greater understanding. Alive is really just a continuation. Only now, we're grown-ups. We're still searching, still learning, still trying to connect." Steve added that there will be less talking furniture. That's a funny quote.
But will he still be talking in that like slow, like safe pace?
I hope so.
Is it like a comforting show?
I would
he said
so,
there will be fun along the way.
I remember that viral video that he did during COVID where he hadn't done anything like as Steve from Blue's Clues, and he came up and he just said, "Hey, how you doing? Are you okay?" And
you know, it's kind ahead. Of that Nick Cho, your Korean dad
yeah,
pace.
It is. And I found it really comforting because although I wasn't a big Blue's Clues viewer, it was on in my house a lot. Mm-hmm. And I can see where someone who is from your youth, like you mentioned Robert, he'd be dead-eye bullseye for this. If he heard that voice again and that sort of presentation, but geared towards a grown-up, I think it will work. I think Steve is a pretty good broadcaster, and I was sorry to see him leave the show. Honestly, I was.
Can
so I
weigh
like
in?
That he's doing. Yeah, please.
I think it's going to suck.
Okay.
Moving right along, there's been a lot of chatter this week about the season 36 finale of The Simpsons. I didn't even know they were wrapping it up. That's pretty
yeah.
interesting that they're doing
well,
that.
The season finale.
It's a season
not the
finale.
Show, just the season.
Yeah, season 36 finale. It'll never end.
It
I'll
won't.
Die before
And you
it
know
ends.
What? Even the big fan like me, I've given up on it.
So they're getting the buzz on it because they apparently killed off Marge. Except they really didn't. The episode is called Stranger Things, and it starts with Marge telling Bart and Lisa to always stay close because she and Homer won't always be around. Then it flashes forward 35 years, and Bart and Lisa have drifted, and Marge is no longer with us. You know, give them credit for continuing the plot lines. They show her tombstone, and it says, quote, "Beloved wife, mother, pork chop seasoner." But since this was a flash forward decades into the future, don't expect it to have any bearing on any other episodes. When season 37 premieres, things will probably be back to normal. FYI, 35 years into the future, Lisa is the commissioner of the NBA, formerly the WNBA, and the men's league has become known as the MNBA. That's funny. They're still funny. I love that.
Hold
on, Rob. What, Josh?
I was gonna say, do you think they've been influenced by the King of the Hill return, where Bart never grows up, but they're making it very clear in King of the Hill that the kids have grown?
It's funny. I have no idea, but Bart is scamming senior citizens out of their Social Security checks.
That's, I mean, those are two good gags, but is there any sort of urgency to make The Simpsons appointment television anymore?
I don't think they worry about that, but they still chug them out because it's a paycheck for a lot of those people that are getting that. And finally today, students are being warned, swipe right and you might get blackmailed. Creeps posing as flirty singles on dating apps are duping victims, especially students, into sending X-rated pics only to turn around and demand cash. That's according to fraud experts in the UK. Mm-hmm. Apparently, sextortion schemes have become commonplace among students. Sextortion, the shady tactic, uses bots or fake profiles to woo victims into sharing intimate images and then threatens to leak them unless a ransom is paid. Watch for wonky phrases that don't match what you've said. Classic bot behavior. I'd love to see some examples of the wonkiness. Sure. If something feels off, don't go it alone or suffer in silence. He says, show the messages to a friend before things spiral. Above all, if you're being blackmailed, he advises not to stay quiet, but to report it and get help. Before you bear all for that too-good-to-be-true hottie online, ask yourself, is it love or just a lurid scam with a sinister script? You can get all the details on this in People Really Suck Ass magazine, which is coming out.
Do you still take that magazine?
Oh, every week, yes. I find all my material from it, Rob. That's what I do.
Just remember, if you're being blackmailed, do what Letterman did. Go to the cops.
He was very honest, and it went away. It went away right away.
You're exactly right.
We will continue, but first I want to tell you, it's Mike O'Mara here, and I am no longer infected.
Hey, great.
Won't you allow me to brag about the woman that I am legally married to? No court can challenge it. Lady Carla, what does the no longer infected mean? What's that about?
That's a quote from Monty Python. Remember the bad Hungarian dictionaries?
Oh, my.
Where he just said, I am no longer infected.
Thank you. Carla's doing amazing things as she helps people look and feel amazing at Dermglow. It's all about real skincare, clinical-grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. You take a quick quiz, get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now, whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her that Mike loves her.
Mm-hmm.
My love, is this a lyric?
Yeah, it's a duet. See if you can pick it up.
My love, there's only you in my life. They tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will always be my endless love. There it is. Thanks so much for sharing.
You sang the Diana Ross part and the Lionel Richie part.
We do TV recos on this show, mm-hmm. and this has been around for a long time, but he's my new favorite dreamy hunk on television that I'm watching.
Okay.
And we talked about him briefly when we were comparing him to Tom Cruise in the role, but I have to say, Alan Michael Richson, this is one old man that loves you on screen, baby. It's Reacher. It's Jack Reacher.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just love me. You
and
know
what's
how much
his name?
His name is Alan Michael Richson.
Okay.
And he's dreamy. And so check it out. I really love him. And I think he's great. And I love the fact that it's a simple plot. And he beats people up every episode, and that works for my small brain. I like that. I really do.
Josh watches a variant on that show. It's called Preacher.
Preacher. Yeah. Yes.
Where
Preacher.
A sexy guy goes across lands telling people.
Want to say that again? Do you want to try that again?
I don't, Mike. Thank
okay.
You.
Here's your guy.
Isn't he great? Isn't he such a great tough guy? Such a great tough guy. I would just love to have him as a pal. Because he, you know, it's a simple plot. It's a simple plot.
How good of a pal on here. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't mean that. It's not a sexual.
Is he
maybe
a pal
it is.
That sometimes?
Maybe it is. Not that there's anything wrong with that if it's a sexual attraction.
Because, you know, you have a pal over for drinks and he has one too many and you say, hey, pal, why don't you stay the night?
Trip, what's gross? Alan Michael Richson being gross or me talking about Alan Michael? I'm not making this sexual. I'm making this, I like the show. I like his tough guy persona.
Such protests, Mike. It's okay if it's sexual.
No, but maybe it is. Maybe I think he's dreamy. I don't think he's dreamy. I think he's a tough guy.
Hey, AMR, like it's me, guys. Mike O'Mara. I have a hot tub if you'd like to come over.
Now they're starting. The comments are coming fast and furious. Mike wants to get manhandled.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
How about this?
Maybe
Alan.
I want to shake it up. Maybe
Alan, I'm Mike.
Can Alan you, Michael Richson, Rob? Is that
yeah,
what you're talking
you say,
about?
Hi, Alan. It's Mike. Can you reach me?
Hi, Alan. God.
Reach oh. over here.
And we're going to get Rob. Yes, go
is
ahead.
Is this from a recent episode?
Look
I don't
at
know.
Him.
He looks thinner. I don't even know if that's the real guy. The real guy is bigger than that. And I mean, like, larger in stature. I have no idea.
That
bigger.
Might be
Thanks
his head
sharing.
On Dennis Quaid's body.
That's okay. That's funny. I'm
Randy.
Done with this. This is a quick break, and I do want to talk about can openers.
Oh,
I
good.
I bought a can opener yesterday at the Mart of Wall because the previous electric can opener I had purchased, and damn it, if I'm going to diss them, I wish I'd get the name right. There's a can opener that they sell at Walmart, and it's not in the can opener aisle.
Is it,
it's
is
on
it this
the wall.
Can opener?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to open a six-pack with a can opener.
No, you just need to turn that key.
Look who's all eager getting those pictures, you know? Sometimes we have
maybe
to wait.
John,
not today. He's all over it.
And I get 100 pictures.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not on your desktop.
Right
of Alan Michael Richard.
Yeah, AMR.
Otherwise known as the Jack Reacher.
Right.
The can opener I purchased.
It's an electric can opener or a
it
manual?
It was a battery-operated can opener.
That's your first mistake.
Let me tell you how it worked. Thank you. Somebody just gave us a donation. Maybe that buzzing sound isn't the mic's. I don't know what that even means.
That means, Mike, it means you're attracted to AMR.
AMR, Alan Michael Richson. Very good. The Midnight Hammer.
Yes. Yeah. What a good nickname.
It's a can opener. God, I don't remember the brand name.
Is
it's
it Oxy?
Very huh? It O-X-X-I- might be closed. To-
Are you or OXO? Okay?
You need a do you have a doxy in your lungs? Right
no, I don't.
I heard that.
Is it OXO? Is it like a black rubber looking thing?
It is a like an oval kind of thing where you sit it on top the entire and it opens the can around the outside edge and
okay,
not
that's...
on the inside. And it is now in my trash barrel. That's how difficult it was.
I made
to
the
use.
Same purchase.
It's
and it
sucked.
Also went in the trash.
It's garbage. Don't be fooled.
Did
it
you grow up
garbage.
With an electric
is it
can?
This one?
That's it, Farberware. That is it. Do not be fooled.
It
Do
doesn't
not
work.
Be fooled.
Was that designed by one of your old program directors, Mike?
Matt Farber.
Matt Farberware.
I just
never
couldn't...
buy an appliance of that requires that sort of activity that's battery operated. It's going to screw you every time.
All I know is it didn't work well. It didn't
and it,
work
yeah,
well.
Yeah. It jams and it'll just stick there on top of the can and not move and just make a bunch of noise.
Right.
Are you coming off an electric can opener, the kind that sits on the counter and usually uses a knife sharpener?
That's what I had, and I went back and got the same. It's the same design that it's been around. It was $19 at Walmart.
You need a clamping manual can opener.
That's what I ended up replacing mine.
It's the greatest. It doesn't take up any counter space.
That's a good backup. That's a good. But I like me the old fashioned electric can opener that sticks into the wall outlet, and you do it. It's fantastic.
The irony that the electric one would be old fashioned.
Now, Tripp, if you are telling me that those openers are great, the Farberware ones,
no, great, they're great.
You tell me why, because we have two people on this show now that are saying they both threw them away because I could not, and I couldn't master them. I could not master.
What kind of battery did it take?
It took probably three, maybe two or three double A's.
Oh, yeah, you see, A's. That's also a big battery getting you. That's not cheap.
No, and they, but it's just, it was horrible. It was horrible, so.
You should have called me.
And I can't remember even the one that I bought. There's a standard company that makes a lot. Hamilton Beach. I think.
Oh, they're great. You know what? That they also make great electric knives.
Who do you prefer, Hamilton or Beach?
Oh, I like Beach.
You do?
I think Hamilton has lacked focus on the can openers since he started on Broadway.
That's so perfect. Now you can hit the music, Jim.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That was the out I wanted.
Go to spots then. Okay.
You know, you take and you give. It's wonderful. I appreciate that. We will continue, but first I want to tell you about Legacy Box. Hi, baby. Have you got precious memories stuck on dusty VHS tapes or mystery film reels? I still can't believe Josh is bringing along a full-size vintage 35mm motion picture camera to King's Dominion this Saturday. What a great way to get a plug-in for your appearance during the regular commercial.
I didn't realize you did that.
So, Josh, legend, what do you do with all that footage?
It all goes to Legacy Box.
You gotta preserve it. Enter Legacy Box. They take your old tapes, reels, and photos and turn them into shiny digital files. It's like magic, but with fewer rabbits and more camcorders from 1993. Stream, share, download your memories from the Legacy Box cloud. Basically Netflix, but starring your awkward haircut and grandma's potato salad. And yes, get 90 days free with your order. Peace of mind, baby. Even you can't lose them now. That's 90 days on the cloud, right? The Legacy Box
yes.
cloud? Is that what you're talking about?
Sensation.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS for 50% off. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Digitize your past before it disintegrates into dust and regret. That's true. Why were we talking about – it's up to you, Rob. Do you want to talk about Hawaiian hot dogs or the fact that you're on drugs again?
You know what? Let's put a pin in the drugs because I've only been on it for 2 days. So
you mean you're taking a needle?
I'm not taking a needle, Mike.
Heroin?
Nor am I snorting, nor am I smoking.
Yeah.
I'm on a new mood-altering medication that I've not tried yet, and God knows I've tried plenty of them.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what a Hawaiian hot dog is because I'm – tried and true, a fat guy. And thank you to R. Keys, who says, I remember when Mike had people two open cans for him.
Yeah, with their teeth. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I am glad that you also didn't know what a Hawaiian hot dog was.
It sounds to me almost like an awkward sex position. I'm hoping it's something you
I think it's
eat.
Probably about the roll. It's about the Hawaiian roll.
I would guess it has to do with pineapple.
So a new hot dog stand opened up here in Long Beach Island. And I think there should be more hot dog restaurants throughout the country. So I'm all for hot dog places.
So is it a stand? Is it a cart? Or is it like a building?
No, it's a building.
Okay, you can go in.
It's like when you walk into an ice cream shop, except it's hot dogs.
Right.
Okay.
So, and they are talking to the lady. They are Hawaiian hot dogs. And this is what they look like. It is a Surf City doghouse. And what they do differently is the roll. So the way
Mike, you called it.
I wish I could see a picture of it outside of the paper, container.
Yeah, because right now it looks sort of PG-13.
I'm going to explain.
Yeah, it really
does.
It looks like a bag of peanut
in dog bags.
The roll is a sub roll that they cut in half.
All right.
Okay.
They cut it in half down the middle, so you have two halves. They do not slice it to put the hot dog in. Instead, they stick it on a spike, a warm spike that drills a hole through the middle of the bread. Long ways.
Okay, so you're making almost like a jacket for the hot dog. Like,
yes. It's like a hot dog condom. And before
explain
they put
that
the hot
to
dog,
me again. You say they cut it in half.
They take a hot dog, they slice it in a
roll.
Or a sub roll.
Yes, a sub roll.
Uh-huh.
They cut it in half.
Yeah.
And then they take you side where they cut it, and they
have I told you you're a master storyteller. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It is like doing it. It's like sitting with O. Henry, isn't it?
Yes.
They take it and they stick it on a spike.
Which yes, Garrison
basically
Keeler.
Drills a hole.
Yeah.
Long ways through the roll in order to fit the hot dog in.
Okay, hold on a
second. Right through the middle.
Why do they cut the roll
in
half?
I don't understand.
Why do they cut the roll in half if they're going to drill it anyway?
Because
Rob wants more bread.
All right, because the side that
Mike,
they drill
I want more clarity is what I want.
Flat because They
are there any other pictures of it?
Yes, I'm bringing up I found you a sketch drawing of a Hawaiian hot dog.
Oh, okay, good drawing.
And then maybe we can get a little clarity on it. All right.
So here
that looks like the reproductive tract.
Right. Exactly. They drill. That's what I'm saying. They drill a hole long ways through the bread.
What's all that white stuff?
I've got to expand the Dickens out of my
all the toppings in, and then they stick the hot dog in.
Oh, hold on. So that whole piece right there is a half a sub roll.
Yes.
And then there's a hole that's drilled into the half sub roll.
Correct.
And it appears that at least a third of the sub roll does not have any. Oh, no, wait.
They go all the way down.
They go all the way down.
They go all the way, yes.
So
okay.
Hold on. One side of the sub roll is like the bread, and the other is the baked part. Is that the way it goes?
It kind of looks like this, where they drill a hole in the long ways, and then they stick all the toppings in, which in this case was pineapple salsa and mustard, and then they shove the hot dog in.
And flowers.
So when they cut it in half, do they roll the whole half around the dog?
No, they don't open it up. They cut it in half just to give you like two hot dogs.
Two halves. I thought you were cutting it a long ways.
Like
you're cutting it. Yeah.
Is that the seam underneath it in the top one?
No. The seam is, imagine if you go to Subway and they pull out the foot long, but you only want 6-inch. So they cut it in half like that.
Oh, they cut it in half like that. Okay, now I understand. Now I get it. All right. So it's that way, and then they just drill the hole and shove it in.
It would be really
bad. I was getting the half wrong. Rob and I both processed the halving of the sub roll in the same way. Because, you cut it lengthwise.
And that is like a cutaway. That's not the actual hot dog. Right. That's just letting you see what's inside.
May I offer this observation?
Please.
I believe that you may have solved what I consider to be the main problem of the hot dog, which is the messiness of the hot dog. By its very nature, a hot dog is a messy sandwich to eat because it gets everywhere. If you just take that and put all the goo surrounded by bread, why are you shaking your head?
Now you've got the same situation, but you've got the ability, for lack of a better word, to make it squirt. Because it's open on the other end.
Now that's way too sexual for me.
Okay,
the bottom is still closed.
Oh, they don't drill all the way through. Okay, you didn't say that.
So all the griblies can go down to the end when you've got a perfect little hand bite and you put all the stuff in.
Can you imagine how great that last bite is? Oh my God!
Have you had them, Josh? Have you had them?
Yes, I had this. I went to this place yesterday. It was outstanding.
Not challenging. I'm just asking.
It was too expensive for a hot dog.
How much?
A hot dog should not be $10.
That is too much.
God.
But they were big hot dogs.
Mm. Wow.
And it was very nice. And let's see if you can see this. My wife did just send a picture of them on the spike.
What is with the homoerotic commentary on my show today? Mike likes to eat hot dogs long ways.
That's right.
What is going on?
That is how they drill the hole.
I wish.
Oh, okay.
I seriously. And the flavor's great.
It was wonderful.
And what kind did you get? What were the toppings, as you like to call it, that were put in the hot dog?
I got their standard, their specialty one, which was a spicy pineapple salsa with a honey mustard and I believe a little bit of relish.
Can you get them without all the sweet in it? I don't like to mix my sweet with my savory.
You can.
So you can get it like with just mustard and maybe onions?
I got a second one that was just ketchup and relish.
Can you get chili in it?
Yes, you can get chili. They had about 20 toppings.
I got on mine, Mike, poi and asparagus.
And marshmallow.
And maraschino cherries.
I got, the one time I was up there, I got aioli. Yes. And cicadas.
Yum for the crunch.
It was awesome.
I think that's pretty good. Mike, I'm intrigued, but you know what, Josh? If you really think they're overpriced and you want to get back at them, sneak in at night and change the drill bit so the hole is too small. And then watch the fun.
That's fun. But, yes.
But Mike's right. It's the perfect carry-along hot dog. It's how they should be done at theme parks.
That's exciting.
I'm very, very excited by that. I think it's look, I have a propensity that when I do enjoy a dog at a game or whatever, and by the way, 4th of July, we are going out to the Mighty Muscles game on the 4th. And
do you think AMR will be there?
Who's AMR?
Your guy with all the muscles.
Oh, you mean Michael Richson?
Yes.
Wait, let me see. What's the
Alan Michael Richson?
Alan Michael Richson? I hope so.
He'll be at the muscles game. Signing honor.
I'd be first in line. I love your work.
Yeah. Hey, AMR, I have a drill at my house to make hot dogs.
That's one of those minor league games.
Look at that.
There they are.
Drilled pre-hot dog.
Oh, you can put anything in there.
Yeah.
You can put anything in there.
Ice cream, pudding.
Mighty Muscle. The Mighty Muscles are having a game, minor league baseball game, followed by fireworks afterwards. And we're taking all the little league kids.
You should bring one of those rolls with you, but surprise people, pull it out and just say, look what I've been carrying the whole time.
My other older dad, my buddy Scott.
Yes.
We've already kind of planned our evening. It's going to be go out to center field, throw the ball, kids. And glug, glug, glug.
Yeah.
I think they have real drinks there. So that excites me too. You know, if I can get a margarita there, you're going to be talking about the perfect 4th of July.
You can get an attachment for your Blackstone.
To put the hot dog on?
Put your hot dog rolls on.
I love that.
Make your own
spikes. Oh, look at that. It's the dog spike, Mike. And look, different size instruments depending on what is your favorite.
Yeah, but I wish they weren't all jammed together there. I wish there was just one.
Tend to get in the way.
Do you have beautiful video?
I love, Mike, that it allows you to choose your width and your length. That's what I think is important.
Would you like to talk about your hour under the tower?
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Josh is coming back from New Jersey and God Camp.
Through Baltimore.
He's coming back from God Camp, and he's going to stop and meet Rob again, barring any water main break, at King's Dominion. That's this Saturday, June 28th at high noon. I'll be on the golf course thinking about you guys. Grab your fanny packs and emotional support churros. It's time for an hour under the tower. How would you rate the churros at KD?
10. 10 of 10.
They're great.
It is invariably rated high of all theme parks for food. They do great food at KD.
An hour under the tower is more than just an hour under the tower. It's King's Dominion, where you can meet Josh and Rob under the Eiffel Tower, the Virginia version.
Please.
Not the fancy French one that everybody visits. That's too crowded.
Right, the for a version.
For a whirlwind of rides, turkey legs, and deeply questionable decisions. No, you won't. Don't make it sound more dangerous than it is.
Mike,
it's
there's an element
park.
Of danger. There's an element of danger always when you leave your house.
Do you smell that? That's the thrilling aroma of funnel cake and fear.
Thank you.
So, it's the park's 50th anniversary. Doesn't it seem like they're always celebrating their 50th anniversary?
Sure does, Mike.
Like expect
them and Jaws.
Clown bands, singing mushrooms, Rob screaming on the grizzly with you if you dare. He'll go on as many times as you want him to.
I love that ride. Oh, my God, I love it. And they just rebuilt it, Mike, so it's smoother than it was.
Good to know. Plus, yeah. Dippin' Dots, still somehow the ice cream of the future in 2025. King's Dominion, beautiful Doswell, Virginia.
Yes.
Just look for the giant green tower and the grown men. Look for the giant green tower and the grown men acting like they're 11.
That's
be there at noon sharp on, or Rob rides the grizzly alone again. Are you bringing your good-looking son with you again this week?
Actually, I'm leaning on my wife to come this time.
Carrie will be there.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah,
hopefully.
We're working on it.
Can you ever get that lady to commit? Just say she'll be there.
Mike, I got her to commit once.
That was it.
That was it. And that was 1996.
If you were to put a percentage.
Yeah.
On the chances of your wife attending
82%.
With you. 82%. A very interesting number. Take
Thank
it away,
you.
Rob.
Oh, are we doing
stuff.
The video?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course we're doing
hey,
the video.
Hey, I like
right
that.
Now.
Some beautiful video. Well,
I did. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, folks.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Video.
Mike Promise. Are there any bands that you have seen past their prime that you would still say were a great show?
I'm not a concert goer like you are, but I will tell you, I mean, you know, this is back a ways, but they still were allegedly past their prime. Aerosmith would be one of the bands.
I don't know that Aerosmith ever really got past their prime until they retired. I think their last tour was pretty well received.
They always put on an amazing show. Yeah. You know, I've got a lot of negatives. You know, the ones that I would see that I thought phoned it in a little bit. I was never like a crazy fan of ZZ Top in their last few years of performing. Mm-hmm. You know,
I actually drove.
Are they still out there doing it?
I believe so. I drove to the Cap Center with Carrie on a date. We had good tickets to see ZZ Top, and she looked at me while we're in that slow line getting into the Capitol Center to park.
Yeah,
she said, "Do you really want to go to this show?" And I said, "Not really."
Yeah.
And we did a U-turn and we left.
Isn't that one of the greatest things you can do with a spouse? I love that. I love that you did that.
But Mike, AC/DC is a band you enjoy.
I love AC/DC. They do a great live show too.
Well, they're doing a tour this summer and their fans are saying it's time to hang it up. I want you to watch this clip.
Oh, no. Yeah, Angus looks so
old. And I want you to watch this clip and tell me if you agree. I think they may be just tired. I don't know. Look, that's an old man.
Yo, he doesn't do anything to change his appearance, which is a credit to him, you know.
Don't worry, the vocal's coming up, Mike.
Well, it's a terrible video.
I don't have a problem with this.
I don't either. I don't think they're... I mean, I think they still get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, he can still play the crap out of the guitar.
Of course.
And he's still got it. No, I think this is a bad rap. I think they're giving him a bad rap. Look, does he look like Witchy Poo from, you know, the...
From HR Puffin stuff, Mike.
Witchy Poo. TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's actually singing it, so... Nothing
you know what? I
that.
Think what we got a problem
and he's
here.
An old man that's exerting himself, and he looks and his eyes are sagging. That's age, but I don't know if I would put them in the category of bands that don't get it done. I think I've seen plenty of old man videos of them killing it with better audio, by the way.
Now, they looked one of the problems there is obviously they were so close to the stage. They're not
Bruins
getting the
rules
audience.
Said Frankie Valli can continue that.
Frankie Valli, it's another story. But that camera was obviously very close to the stage. I think we're not getting a proper audio mix. I don't think his voice is that light in the mix. I hope not, because they were almost hiding it. But yeah, I would still go see them. I would not ZZ Top them.
The voice even sounded bad. They're old guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it sounded a little light in the mix. It should have been a little more forward, I thought.
I saw a recent, and at least 2-3 years ago, so that I consider recent, of him singing and doing Thunderstruck, and I thought they killed it. I really did. So that's the way I feel about them.
Mike, I hate birds. You know this. There was a guy.
Oh, that hurts me, Rob. I really, we've never really talked about it on the show, but I will tell you, you come down here, and one of the blessed things about living in Florida is the bird life. It's spectacular.
Water birds. Like, you give me a crane or something, that's great.
What I really don't
trust, Mike, are talking birds. Because talking birds live to be like 190 years old, and, birds shouldn't talk. And you had those beautiful parrots that live next to you in Manassas, and I never liked it.
The next time you get down here, for whatever reason, I have to take you
funeral
to the story, the storied franchise. I don't think it's a franchise. I think it's a standalone. Mm-hmm. The pet store where I get Jake the snake.
Oh, I've been rats, there, remember?
His live rats.
Yeah.
But you never went over to the section that I wanted you to go to where it's just thick with talking parrots.
I denied you that pleasure. I would not go among the talking birds.
It's fantastic.
Carrie was house-sitting for a family with birds, but they didn't tell me that. And she said, "Could you help me just go and make sure the water is changed for the dogs?" I said, "Sure, I'll do that. It's close by." I drove in, didn't know there was a bird cage right there. In the kitchen, and I'm filling the water, and I hear, "Hello," and I nearly soiled myself, because not only did I not know there was a bird there, I was not expecting. Anyway,
all right,
getting back to this.
Yes.
They have brought a bird in to be adopted because he was mishandled by his previous owner.
Oh, that's
the problem is, well, the good thing is he's a talker, But the bad thing is he mostly just talks in swear words and racial slurs.
Oh, no.
And that's this parrot, Hendrix. Because while he's colorful on the outside, his language is too.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it. But there's times we have to leave the room to laugh. Cracker?
2 months ago, the roughly 30-year-old feathered friend was surrendered by his owner, who had him for about 20 years.
He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers.
All his feathers are gone.
He wasn't getting any of the minerals, none of the vitamins.
Staff here have been helping him readjust.
Hawaiian hot dogs.
But when it comes to his vocabulary, that's something that might take a little time.
What you heard there,
does he say like the N-word? Is that what he does?
There are racial slurs, but because it is a, you know, feel-good news story, they didn't go into depth. But he was just saying MF-er. He said mother beeper there. So maybe you want to adopt the bird. Maybe you don't. I don't know.
He doesn't like the bird food.
No, he doesn't. He wants himself a
white. Probably why he's pissed off, you know? I mean, and really, white bread makes you lose your feathers?
Well, Mike, look at me. I got no feathers.
There you go. All right, let's move on.
Okay, let's close with this. Josh, you're doing a lot of driving this weekend, and I know you're coming through Washington, D.C. Please don't do what this guy did. He said he was just joking.
What is he doing? This is insane.
This video has gone viral. It shows a Jeep on the grassy area of the National Mall Saturday about 8:30 p.m.
Look
traveling toward the U.S. Capitol building. You can see people running to get out of the way.
What would you think if you saw an SUV driving on the mall?
On the mall, I'll be going the opposite way of the SUV.
That's what a lot of people who were on the mall were doing. Firdos Al-Farouk says he was out on a date when he saw the SUV. At first, he thought maybe it was an unmarked police car, but then it became clear it wasn't.
Duh. He just started barreling towards the mall. So that's when I pulled out my phone and I started recording.
Al-Farouk.
What a hero that he got.
Wow.
Video.
Did they get him?
Yeah, they did. And that was his excuse was he was just joking. I'm not. So let us end the show.
Okay. Just checking.
And you still made it to work.
Yes. Yeah, that was Rob. On the bonus show tomorrow, I want to ask about your drugs. Can we ask about the drugs and
maybe my onion will stop my coughing.
Okay, very good. We will see you for the bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Hey, the people in the comment section really active today. We love it.
And fun.
Please,
very
bring
fun.
It. Bring it. Yeah. It's fantastic. And yes, there is an outside shot that I would sleep with AMR. That's just the
Mike,
truth.
Just sleeping spoon style is enough.
Yes, that's right. We got to get Rob out of here. He's got to go to the ER. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow for Josh Jaroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Cough. Cough.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to expel some urine.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.
What do I do?
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.